Welcome to Learning Through the Seasons from GrandparentsTeach2.org, helping parents and grandparents prepare young children for success in school and a lifetime love of learning. Grandma, does listening to a book count the same as reading a book? An 8-year-old asks. What a great, thoughtful question in light of technology available to children. The answer is, it depends. Yes and no. Talking, listening, and reading are closely linked. They rely upon each other as children learn language and eventually reading text. According to many studies, it is very important to have babies and pre-readers listen to family members read stories, ask questions, and point out features in pictures. These young children develop a vocabulary storehouse to connect meaning to words when they start learning to read. They learn the rhythm of good reading, when to stop, when to raise and lower their voice, and without this language development, the words are like sounding out a foreign language with no meaning. A few audio tapes may be okay, but can never replace the voice and attention of a family member. Learning to read detail in pictures is critical. Children learn that pictures give cues when something is difficult to understand. When children are reading third grade science texts later on, this skill will help them understand important concepts. It is much easier to understand and remember if children can read pictures too. This has been a production of Public Radio 90 and GrandparentsTeach2.blogspot.com. I'm Iris Caters.